This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Tax day is less than 2 weeks away, and for our Money Matters segment today, our senior producer of personal finance, Patty Hirsch, joins us with some tips to avoid an audit. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, so I know, Patty, that some people might be tempted maybe to tweak or make their returns look a little bit nicer so that they might get a bigger refund. What are the things that are going to attract the attention of the IRS and maybe even invite an audit?
Well, let's start with the things that are really easy to see, which are big round numbers with lots of zeros on the end, right? If you round stuff up to the nearest thousand, not a good idea. The IRS is going to look at it and it's going to think that's a made up number. And if there are a lot of numbers that look made up in your return, you can expect a phone call. Then there's another number that you write down, which is the stated income on your filing. So as you know, the IRS gets your 1099s and W-2.
Right.
So if what you write down doesn't match up with what they have, you can expect a knock on the door.
Okay, so don't round up your numbers and don't change the numbers that would have. I mean, that seems like pretty obvious stuff. What else?
It's like do your sums properly. Then the next big thing is the home office.
What, you can't have a home office?
Yeah, well, of course you can have a home office. And if you do, you should get a deduction for it. But the home office is one of the most abused deductions out there. So you want to be really meticulous when you're doing that paperwork. Keep all your receipts and proofs, all of that stuff. Another potential flag kind of related to home office is driving a lot for work. All right. And the other thing is unusual deductions that you would use, you know, for your home business or whatever it is. Now, you've probably heard stories about unusual deductions, like people claiming pole dancing lessons and plastic surgery. I mean, it gets even, believe me, there's a whole list.
And I assume that charitable deductions are ripe for abuse.
They certainly are. So big numbers for charitable deduction will attract attention. You know, the IRS is going to want to see receipts for donations greater than $250. It's worth taking photographs of the things when you give those to charity. But the biggest flag of all is probably the most inescapable. It's lots of money. All right, rich people simply get audited more than the poor do. Maybe that's because there's more return on the IRS investment when it audits a rich person.
They don't want to go after you if you're not going to be very valuable to
them. Exactly. You know, they want to get a return on their investment.
Patty Hirsch, senior producer of personal finance at Marketplace. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.